import voters? Sheesh! Come on, Mr. Musk. What does that mean? I know you're not that short-sighted. So there is only one way to interpret your comment. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. All long-term goals require a process, often quite lengthy, like building a fancy automobile, a spaceship to travel to the moon and other planets, or a successful social media platform. The same goes for gaining the right to vote for immigrants coming to the U.S. There are three flaws in Musk's thinking. First, how long it takes immigrants to gain lawful status, depending on what program permanent residency is sought. This could take 2 to 3 years, up to 25. Second, after winning a green card, it usually takes another 3 to 5 years to apply for U.S. citizenship, after which immigrants can expect another 2 years wait for an interview, and maybe another year or longer before a decision is made. Third, his statement implies that immigrants who are coming to America will vote when they finally become citizens, and that they will vote for a Democrat. Both assumptions, as studies have shown, are off base. Let's take a closer look at his statement. To begin, assuming all goes well, the quickest that one can go from being an immigrant to being a U.S. citizen is about 7 years. Those less fortunate might have to wait over 30 years. This would mean, at the earliest, given new immigrants arriving today, Mr. Musk is worried about the voter pool for the 2032 presidential election. Nope. Rather, his statement aims at a different target, the 2024 election. He is stoking fear for the election coming up in a few months. Here is his subconscious, if not conscious, intent. He is playing the race card. Musk wants those who fear immigrants to show up on election day in large numbers. The folks he is addressing have a mindset that when they think about immigration, they see folks who look and speak different from them. And since this is their America, it is not to be shared with such foreigners. Is this, I wonder, also what fuels his building a special spaceships? Perhaps seeing the shifting demographics of this country, he wants out. Perhaps he wants to build a new colony elsewhere, in outer space, away from those of different cultures. Maybe the Hunger Games are closer to us than we imagine. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.